is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord, in communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing from Psalter number 83, stanzas 1, 2, and 3. How blessed is he whose trespass hath freely been forgiven, whose sin is wholly covered before the sight of heaven. Blessed he to whom Jehovah imputeth not his sin, who hath a guileless spirit, whose heart is true within. 1, 2, and 3 of Psalter 83. Scripture reading for this morning hour can be found in the 32nd Psalm, Psalm 32. But first we will read the holy law of God according to Exodus 20. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. And thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbors. Psalm 32. A psalm of David Mashgill. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. When I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. My moisture is turned into the drought of summer, Selah. I acknowledged my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin, Selah. For this shall every one that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. Surely in the floods of great waters they shall not come nigh unto him. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Selah. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Be ye not as the horse, or as the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle, lest they come near unto thee. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. Be glad in the Lord, and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. So far, the reading of God's holy word. Let us try to pray and ask for the blessing and help of the Lord. Almighty, all-knowing, and all-sufficient God, in the heavens above, before whom all the redeemed do this day cast their crown before thee, who have been delivered from the church militant, and that have received a place among that church triumphant, where there is no more weeping, where there is no more crying, where there is no more sin, or where every day, day and night, without ceasing, and without ever becoming tired anymore, that there they may rejoice before thy throne, and thou may receive all the honor and all the glory for a redemption that came not from man, that was not thought of by man, that was not bought by man, that was not wrought by man, but it was from the beginning to the end the work of a triune God. O Lord, how deep are thy thoughts? O that thou may give to each and every one of us that a little beginning here below of that which we have read in thy holy word. Be glad in the Lord, and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. O Lord, then we have read together, and that something must go before it. O, then there will be a weeping, then there will be a crying, then there will be a confessing, there will be a coming in the dust before thy footstool, this also being thy own work. O, that thou may look upon each and every one of us, young and old, for we travel quickly to a great eternity, and we hear all around us what the consequences of sin are, how that there are sicknesses, how that there are weaknesses, how that there is pain, that there is suffering, that is coming into our own homes and into our own bodies, and then also
There is the calling time and again. Set thine house in order, for thou shalt surely die and not live. Oh, then that one thing that is so necessary to be known is by us by nature so neglected. For we have no desire after thee, nor for the knowledge of thy ways. But we are lying dead in sin and in trespasses, cast out in the open field, lying polluted in our own blood. And Lord, there is but one expectation, and that is that thou wilt apply the work of thine only begotten Son. Do send forth this very hour thy Holy Spirit. And when it is thy Sabbath day, could it please thee to remember us with thy blessings out of thy heavenly store. That thou may give that thy word that we have been brought up with from our youth, that we know so well in our minds, and that way wherein thou leadest all thy people, having been explained and proclaimed unto us from our youth onward. O Lord, then all this knowledge that shall testify against us, except that thou wilt remember us in mercy, to send forth thy Holy Spirit, that it may become in this hour and sharp two-edged sword, piercing to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and the joints and the marrow. O Lord, that we may receive true conviction, true conversion, and that we may be convinced of our sin, that we may receive new affections, a new love for thee, the true, the living God, our Creator, our Maker, our Benefactor, our Supplier. Make thou us ashamed, that thy goodness may lead us to true repentance, and when we may behold how thou givest unto us blessings out of thy heavenly store, so multiplied in the midst of this world. Lord, we have no eyes to see them, but we are blind, blinded by the prince of darkness himself. Lord, could it please thee then to give to us not only that which is temporal and that we stand in need of in this life, but it is thy holy day, Lord. Could it please thee also to pour out from above a rich measure of thy Holy Spirit? Is there anything that is too hard for the Lord? And then it is true that we have sinned against thee, and that there is not one of us that can put his hand into his bosom and to take it out clean. Then there is not one of us, Lord, that is able to lay our own right before thee. For we have forfeited all of our rights in our father Adam, and by our own sinful thoughts, words, and deeds day by day. But thou hast made a way in thine only begotten Son. Could it please thee then to also give the application, and thou who hast thought it and wrought it, thou who hast bought it, wilt thou apply it also this day to us and our dear children living in the end of the world, before that thy dear Son soon shall come again upon the clouds, and the trump shall be blown, and the angels shall be sent forth to gather the elect. Lord, look upon us. What a dreadful day that it shall be, and when we shall have to stand before thee, and then to stand naked in our shame, with none of that robe of thy righteousness to cover us. The stripes shall be many in that awful eternity. Lord, remember thy children. Look on them in all their needs and wants and cares, for thou knowest where that they are. Thou knowest, thou hast called them by their name, and thou hast led them, thou hast drawn them, but they are so ignorant, and they do not know the way. They do not know the next step that must be taken. And then often they are so perplexed because they did not know that it would go in this way. Lord, remember them. Could it please thee in this morning hour to give unto them also a little instruction upon their journey? Remember all that have not thy word. O thou knowest what we have heard in this past week when we have been together with one of thy servants to explain unto us how that thy word that is being brought into the far corners of this world. O Lord, we beseech thee that thou may remember all those that are involved in this labor, that to translate thy word into languages wherein there is such an ignorance, where there is only the light of nature, wherein there is only an innate knowledge that there is a God, but they do not know thee. O Lord, could it please thee to increase then this work? And wilt thou bring thy word, could it please thee, to the ends of the world, that thy kingdom may come? And oh, that thou may not leave us alone, because then, we read in thy word, shall the end come. Remember the afflicted and the sick ones. Thou knowest each one in the weakness of the body, also those that mourn, where there is disease in families. O Lord, that thou may prevent it still further. Wilt thou heal the sick? And wilt thou give when they may perhaps even listen in their own homes, or when they may read thy word and what is based thereon? Could it please thee to remember them and to grant an undeserved Sabbath day's blessing? Wilt thou then look on us in this hour, help us to bring this portion of thy word? Lord, we are dependent upon thee. All must come from thee. Take away what is of self, given its room, a word from heaven. We ask it in the forgiveness of all our sin for Jesus' sake. Amen. While your offering is being received, we'll sing from Psalter 164, the first three stanzas. Thou art my God, O God of grace, and earnestly I seek thy face. My heart cries out for thee, and my spirit thirsts thy grace to taste. An exile in this desert waste, in which no waters be, in which no waters be. The last collection today is for our school, 164, 1, 2, and 3. Thank you. Congregation, the words of our text for this morning hour can be found in the prophecy of Hosea in the second chapter. Hosea chapter 2 and thereof the 15th verse. And I will give her her vineyards from thence, and the valley of Acre and for a door of hope. And she shall sing there, as in the days of her youth, and as in the day when she came up out of the land of Egypt. So far, the words of our text. A door of hope in the valley of Acre. First, the giving of this door, and I will give her her vineyards from thence, and the valley of Acre for a door of hope. And second, the consequence of the giving of this door, and she shall sing there, as in the days of her youth, and as in the day when she came up out of the land of Egypt. Thus, the door of hope in the valley of Acre, first, the giving of this door, and second, the consequence of the giving of this door. And I will give her her vineyards from thence. From thence, from where? Where is she? She is, we have heard, in the wilderness. Therefore, behold, I will allure her and bring her into the wilderness and speak comfortably unto her. Thus we have heard how that the Lord, he is coming from his side, how that the Lord, he has had thoughts of peace from eternity toward his own people, and how that the Lord, he has made a way in his only begotten Son. Oh, we have heard that he is reconciled unto his people. And now the Lord is coming in the way of application. And thus the Lord, he is bringing his children into the wilderness. Oh, then we have heard that is a way against their flesh. That is a way wherein they are receiving trials, wherein the providences of this life are so often coming against them, that there are afflictions, that there are persecutions, and that it is not only in a natural way, but so often also in a spiritual way, and that there can be darkness, that there is the hiding of the face of the Lord. In the world ye shall have tribulation. Why? Because we must through much tribulation enter into that kingdom of God. And what is the necessity of those tribulations? That is not from the side of the Lord, no. But it is laying on the side of that people, because it is an adulterous bride. It is a people that have gone away from her first husband, and her back that is turned unto the Lord, so that she has no desire to return unto him again. And so it is necessary that the Lord is going after his bride. Oh, that he may give her once again the thoughts of himself, that when she is far away and experience something of that misery, that her thoughts are going once again unto her first husband. I will go and return unto my first husband, for then it was better with me than now. But we have heard, no, it was not only that the Lord is hedging up her way, because then there is only rebellion laying in the heart of man. But the Lord, He is doing more. Oh, then we have heard, He says, behold, I will allure her. Thus the Lord is working in her heart. The Lord is enticing her. The Lord is making the first thoughts of Himself, oh, to be such sweet thoughts, to be such precious thoughts, that she is being drawn unto Him. Therefore, behold, I will allure her and bring her into the wilderness and speak comfortably unto her, and I will give her her vineyards from thence. I will give her her vineyards from that place. O congregation, how special a place is the wilderness. How special a place is that place that the Lord is bringing His children. And when He is now hedging up their way, and when He is alluring her heart. And why is that now such a special place? Because it is a place that the Lord says that I am going to give her something. Or it is a place in the wilderness where that church of God is going to receive the gifts of the Lord. Precious gifts. Valuable gifts. Oh, were you ever jealous of Hannah? Were you ever jealous of her when she was in the temple of the Lord? Were you ever jealous of the need that the Lord had placed in her heart? Were you ever jealous of the cry that came out, the groaning that came out of her heart unto the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth? Oh, were you ever jealous what the Lord gave to her there in her affliction? When the Lord gave unto her just a moment of the communion with Him, as so that she may arise up and her countenance was no more sad. Oh, I will give her her vineyards from thence. Were you ever jealous of a Jacob? And when he has to flee from his brother, when the sword is behind him, or when he is laying with but a stone for his pillow, and there in that wilderness, there in his affliction, all the heavens are opened, and there it is the Lord that is coming to speak unto him and to say unto him, fear not, I am with thee. Oh, do you know what the Lord says? He says, I will make her wilderness like Eden, and I will make her desert to be like the garden of the Lord. So it may be experienced by times in the life of God's children. And I will give her her vineyards from thence. Vineyards, children. What do you think of when we say a vineyard? Well, you say there is an abundance. Yes. That is what that picture is. An abundance to eat. An abundance to drink. And now,
the Lord uses that picture of a vineyard for spiritual things. Thus, the Lord is speaking about an abundance that he is going to give unto his children. And now we have heard something already. We have heard this before. The Lord says, therefore will I return and take away my corn in the time thereof, and my wine in the season thereof, and I will recover my wool and my flax to cover her nakedness, and I will destroy her vines and her fig trees. Thus the Lord says, I will take it away. I will take away her vines. And now the Lord says, I am going to give her something. I'm going to give her something in return. And what will he give in return? He is going to give vineyards. And I will give her vineyards from thence. Thus he takes away the vines and he gives her vineyards. O congregation, when the Lord he is taking away, when the Lord is depriving, when the Lord is in that wilderness hedging up her way, oh, that is not to make that people poor. No, that is exactly the opposite. That is to make that people so rich. Because what the Lord is taking away, that is nothing in comparison to what the Lord says he is going to give unto her in return. Do you believe that, young people? Maybe the Lord is taking away riches in this world. Maybe the Lord is reducing a man to utter poverty. Maybe the Lord is taking away even his children, his wife, her husband. But what the Lord is taking away is not to make that people poor. Do you believe that? When the Lord is taking away what is temporal, then the Lord is giving unto that people what is eternal, what cannot be compared to those vines. And I will give her her vineyards from thence. Oh, what was that in the heart of Ruth that did make her say to Naomi, entreat me not to leave thee, nor to return from following after thee? Why? Because Naomi said to her, are there yet any more sons in my womb, that they may be your husbands? Will you tarry for them from having husbands? Nay, my daughter, there is nothing for you there. That is not like the land of Moab for you. Go back. Go back unto your people. Go back unto your gods. And what is it? What is that in the heart of that Ruth? And therefore she says unto her mother-in-law, entreat me not to leave thee. For where thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. And thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. What is it? Oh, then she experiences something, and I will allure her. Does not understand it. Ask her, what is it? She cannot explain it. She cannot explain it. But there is something. There is something that is drawing her. And now the Lord says concerning that people, and I will give her her vineyards from thence. Oh, she doesn't know what is laid away for her. She doesn't know yet that there is a Boaz there, and that Boaz, he is owner of those vineyards. And she does not know how that she is going to receive them, but all that desire from that alluring power of God that is now felt in her soul. And it is a good thing she doesn't know it, because if she knew it, she would destroy it all. But the Lord is going to lead her, and I will give her her vineyards from that end, the valley of Achor, for a door of hope. A door of hope. What is a door? A door, congregation, that is an entrance. That is an opening. And now what the Lord says, he says, I will give her a door. There is no door except the Lord gives it to us. Do you believe that? Is that your experience? When you go in your secret chamber on your knees, and that you say there is no door, there is no access. Oh, heaven that is as brass. Do you know what the Lord says of his only begotten Son? He says, and the key of the house of David I will lay upon his shoulder, and he shall shut, and no man shall open, and he shall open, and no man shall shut. That was the experience of Job in his affliction, in his trials, when the Lord hedged up his way, and when he had to say, I go forward, but he is not there. I go backward, but I cannot perceive him. He shuts up a man, and no man can find him. Or is that also the experience of your heart? The Lord says, I will give a door. A door of what? A door of hope. Of hope. What is hope? Say, that is faith. Not quite, almost, not exactly the same. Hope that has to do with the future, and hope that is something over against despair. Despair. From that moment of regeneration, from that moment of the divine calling of the Lord, from that moment that the Lord is regenerating a man, there is hope. There is hope. And that hope, congregation, that never goes away. It is true that their hope that is often on a wrong foundation, what are they hoping in? Oh, they are hoping to make it right again. They are hoping to do so much good that the Lord, he will no longer look upon all the evil. All they are hoping that when they have a reformation of life, and that the Lord will still have pity upon them. And now those hopes,
They are foolish hopes. We have heard that also this week, if we have been in Picture Butte, the Reverend Basin, he has preached about an only foundation and the foolishness of man to build upon any other foundation. But that is now what we do. Bunyan showed his pilgrim. Evangelist pointed him where? He pointed him to the wicked gate. You know who he rather listened to? Worldly wise man. Go to the city of morality. Live a decent life. Be civil and hope that the Lord, he will look through his fingers at sin. And our congregation, the Lord, he must strip a man. All those foundations, they must be stripped away so that there is nothing, nothing, nothing left. Is there then nothing? No, that is impossible. There is still something. The Lord is stripping a man. But congregation, there is still something. There is something. Ask that people. Ask them. Why they are still coming to God's house. When they say it is so impossible. When they say that way is completely cut off. Return them. Go back then. Live it up in this world. Because you have only a short time here. Then be happy. Then forget your misery. No. No. And why not? Because, congregation, there is a drawing. And they cannot explain that. It is in ignorance, but it is in love. Behold, I will allure her. But you know what the Lord says now? He says, I will give her a door of hope. Thus, there is more. The Lord says, I am going to lead her further. I am going to give unto her an entrance. I am going to give unto her a door, an opening. I'm going to give her light. I'm going to give her some instruction. Oh, how necessary for that adulterous bride. Whom the Lord is drawing back unto himself. How necessary. Why? Necessary that she be led further on that way that the Lord is leading her. Why? Because it is one thing to have a desire. It is one thing to have affection. But it is another thing to know how I can come back. It is another thing to receive light over the foundation. It is something else to know the way wherein the Lord is bringing his children again. And from their adulterous way, that he may receive them unto himself. And now this, the Lord says, I am going to give unto her a door. I am going to give her some opening in this. I am going to enlighten the darkness of her understanding. And what is that door? He says, I will give unto her
the valley of Achor for a door of hope. Oh, boys and girls, the valley of Achor. What happened in the valley of Achor? We read that in the book of Joshua. And you know what we see there? We see Joshua. He is laying flat on the ground. He has his face in the dust. And he is crying unto God. Crying unto God. He is distressed. Why? Oh, that little Ai. And they cannot conquer it. Oh, the name of the Lord, the welfare of all the people of the Lord, and how the nations, they will hear it, and the people's heart of Israel, they are melting like wax, and the enemy is emboldened, and Joshua is laying with his face in the ground. And there is no access. The Lord will not hear him. The Lord says, get thee up. Wherefore liest thou with thy face upon the ground? Get thee up. And why? Sin. Sin. Oh, there is sin that is standing in the way so that the people cannot enter into the promised land. And there is nothing that can be done until that sin that is taken out of the way. The valley of Achor. In the valley of Achor, there was a lot. The lot was cast. And then slowly, the tribe is taken. And the family is taken. And they are appearing man by man. And then the sin that is pointed out, not by a man, but by the Lord. Because man will not. He will not. Not to the last moment until the Lord is coming to point him out. All then there is the lot, the pointing out of sin by the Lord. And when man cannot escape it anymore, then there is a confession. Thus and thus have I done. And then what takes place? You all know the history. Justice. Justice. There that man and his wife and his children and the gold and the raiment, they are all being brought. And then there is a stoning. There is death and there is a burning. And there is a putting away of sin before the Lord. And when that sin is now put away, then the Lord comes to Joshua again. And he speaks to him. And he says, fear not, Joshua. Fear not. For I have given unto thee the king of Ai and his people and his city and his land. Oh, What does the Lord say now to this adulterous bride? He says, I will give her the valley of Achor for a door of hope. A door, an entrance, the beginning, an opening of hope. In the valley of Achor, what is it? Our Heidelberg Catechism, that is divided into three parts: misery, deliverance, and gratitude. And we are hearing now that part of our misery. Then we are going to come to the entrance. We're going to come to the first Sunday when the Lord will give it, where it is spoken about deliverance. And then that first question that is asking, since then, by the righteous judgment of God, we deserve temporal and eternal punishment. Is there no way by which we may escape that punishment and again be received into favor? What is the answer, young people? God will have his justice satisfied. The first question in the part of deliverance, it is the door, it is the opening, a door of hope. Where? In the valley of Achor. Oh, how is the Lord giving that door of hope unto his children? Oh, there, when there can be so much sweetness, oh, there can be in that young life such a drawing, congregation, then there comes a time that sin must be uncovered at its root. And that cause of the displeasure of the Lord against my own soul, that has to be uncovered unto me. Oh, Joseph, he is upholding his brothers. Oh, there were times that were sweet for them. There were times that they received food from Joseph. There were times that they may sit with Joseph round about that table, and where Joseph may say unto them or show unto them that he knew of them, when he is placing them in order, from the youngest unto the oldest, all such a mystery unto them. And yet, though he is upholding them, he is not yet revealing himself. No, what is he doing? He will bring them down into that valley, and he will open unto them, step by step, the cause, the reason that there is a separation. And step by step, these brothers, they will be instructed in their own sin, until they have to acknowledge, until they have to make a confession, until everything is exposed, no, not by themselves, impossible, but by Joseph. And when everything is exposed, then they have to say, what shall we say unto my Lord? And how shall we clear ourselves? Oh, the valley of Achor.
for a door of hope, that place of pointing out, that place of uncovering, that place of bringing to confession, and then, oh, that place where the Lord is opening a way, where the Lord, He is showing a little something of His only begotten Son, where the Lord is revealing something of that blessed cross, whereupon is hanging that innocent Son of God, all to give them just a little view. No, not the assurance of faith. Oh, not that they can take it for their own. No, but that they may have a door of hope, that they may see that the redemption of that people that is based upon something so solid, so firm from the side of a triune God, that they may not only desire, but that they may also may receive a little knowledge, a little knowledge of the foundation, and so that the poor might have hope. And then what shall the people do? Let us sing first. 362, 1 and 3. From out the depths I cry, O Lord, to Thee. Lord, hear my call. I love Thee, Lord, for Thou dost heed my plea, forgiving all. If Thou shouldst mark our sins, who then could stand? But grace and mercy dwell at Thy right hand. 1 and 3 of 362. Our second thought, a consequence of the giving of this door, and I will give her vineyards from thence, and the valley of Achor for a door of hope, and she shall sing there, as in the days of her youth, and as in the day when she came up out of the land of Egypt. And she shall sing there, actually. Then it says, and she shall answer there. Oh, then there is something that is coming from her, and that is returning again unto the Lord. Oh, is there something that is returning from us, congregation, unto the Lord? By nature, there is nothing but ingratitude and rebellion against His ways. But now we read that she shall sing there. Oh, she is going to answer there. Thus we have the fruit. That is the fruit of the work of the Lord. That is the fruit of His decreeing. That is the fruit of His good pleasure. That is the fruit of all the labors in the meriting, but now also in the application for herself. Oh, that is His greatest pleasure. When he may begin to hear that song, and she shall sing there. Oh, that is his greatest pleasure, that he may receive all the honor, because that is a people that do see that it is from the beginning unto the end, the work of a triune God. That there is nothing that has ever come from themselves but evil. And that there was no desire in her heart. And when the Lord had never stopped her on her way, then she had only gone on that way to a great eternity. And she shall sing there as in the days of her youth. And is in the day when she came up out of the land of Egypt. Congregation, when does the church begin to sing? When? When do you think, children, that the church begins to sing? Do you know when they begin to sing? Oh, they begin to sing in that moment of the divine power of the Lord, when they are stopped upon their way, and when they are not able to make one more step on that way that their heart was chosen in their father Adam, and when the Lord says, thus far and no further, oh, it is in that moment that their heart begins to sing. You say, young people, that cannot be, because it does not start with singing, it starts with weeping. You are, in a sense, right. And it is good. And then you will have such an objection, because there is so much passing over our misery. But you are not entirely accurate. Not according to the Word of God. Because this, here the Lord speaks about the people, that they are singing in the days of their youth. No, they do not understand why they sing. They do not know the basis. They cannot explain to you, but they just sing out of love. When the Lord is pouring out in his house the love of God within their heart. Oh, they sing out of expectation. David says, I went with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with the voice of joy and praise, with the multitude that kept holy day. And no, to tell the reasons, to say how it is and why it is, no, that they do not understand. And yet they sing. You say, but David, yes. Oh, do you know how sweet those tears of weeping are? Because it is so good to return unto the Lord. They are such bitter tears, yes, on the one hand. But on the other hand, they are tears of repentance. And the repentance congregation, that is sweet, because that is drawing unto the Lord. Thus, the prophet of the Lord, and then he is speaking about that singing in the days of her youth. But what is now happening to that singing? Ask God's children when those years are going by. Do you know what happens to it? Then they are singing softer and softer. And they are singing less and less. And why? Because congregation, the Lord is bringing them into that wilderness. And in that wilderness it is dry. And in that wilderness it is barren. And they have nothing to eat there. And they do not understand it. And they cannot sing. And because it is going with them so, so different than they had expected. Because they thought to go from strength to strength. They thought to gain in holiness. They thought to come closer to the Lord. They thought that prayer life, all that was going to become sweeter and sweeter. And you know what it becomes? It becomes a remembrance of former days. And they cannot sing because it's going wrong. It's going wrong. It does not go forward. It does not go closer, but it is going backward. And I am, even though I have spoken, even though and that I can remember how that I went to the house of the Lord with such joy, with that multitude that kept holy day. Oh, then I fear that I was so, so wrong. And that it is going to end so, so wrong. And then, congregation, you understand that they cannot sing. The brothers of Joseph, they have gone to Egypt. They were hungry. Oh, it could be that they have sung on that journey because there was some hope. There was some expectation. There was some food in Egypt. But do you think they have sung on the way home? There they have food. But I think they did not sing. No. And why not? Because Simeon is not with them. And because Benjamin has to go with them. And because the Lord, he is uncovering. And the Lord is discovering. And the Lord, he is working so, so against them. Can they sing then? But there will come a day that they shall sing.
Oh, the Lord, he says, I will put a new song in the mouth of my people. And I will give her vineyards from thence, and the valley of Achor for a door of hope, and she shall sing there. As in the days of her youth, and as in the day when she came up out of the land of Egypt. Oh, that is a proof. It is a proof that the people, they begin to sing already in the days of their youth, because it is the Lord who is referring to it. He is referring to it. And the Lord, he knows that the people, they can remember it. They can recall it. The days of their youth. And the singing of their youth. And now the Lord promises that he is going to give it unto them again. Again. But do you know what the Lord is going to do? He is going to give it to them deeper. Deeper. Because he is going to give them to sing with understanding. Oh, they have sung in the days of their youth with so much ignorance. But the Lord is going to give them to sing with understanding. And when they receive that understanding, then the affection that is going to go ever deeper into the recesses of their hearts. Oh, understanding. Where does it come from? Where is it received? In the wilderness. The knowledge of sin. The knowledge of self. And the depth. The depth of the fall. How far that we have fallen from a Creator who has made us perfect. And upright. And now to experience, not only in our mind, but to live it out. To live it out. Sometimes for many, many years. To be instructed in the knowledge of myself. No fruit from this tree, henceforth, forever. But now in that valley of Achor, the Lord is giving unto that people a door of hope. Because when the knowledge of that misery that is increasing, the Lord is increasing also the knowledge of the deliverance. That he is showing unto them the foundation of. Foundation, the basis whereon he is freely forgiving all the sin, all the trespass, all the pollution of his own children. Oh, to give them, oh, maybe just to see it afar off. But to see something of it, then congregation, they shall sing there. As in the days of her youth, and as in the day which she came forth out of the land of Egypt. Oh, there she shall sing about that cross. There she shall sing concerning that blood. There she shall sing about the wondrous works of God. Oh, there she shall sing of the atonement. The atonement. Oh, we heard it Friday. The atonement. We hope, young people, that you never, ever turn away from the King James Version of the Bible. Why? Oh, that atonement. that atonement. That is not in those other versions. No, it is despised. But that bride, oh, when the Lord will open that personal satisfaction of that only begotten Son of God, when it is open just a little door in that valley of Achor, a door of hope, hope that there may be reconciliation for this adulterous bride to return again unto her first husband. Oh, then she sinks away. She says, O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. Oh, the depth of the riches and of the knowledge of God, how unsearchable is his wisdom, and his ways, they are past finding out. And she shall sing there. Oh, he will make her wilderness to be like Eden, and her desert to be as the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be there. Thanksgiving and a voice of melody. Congregation that is here already. Here already. It is not a church triumphant. It's a church militant. But here is where they learn to sing. Have you ever learned to sing? Are there those children? Are there those young people? Maybe that do not understand it, but that cannot deny that they do feel something. Oh, that love, that desire, that longing. God, my maker, oh, if only I could go back again. His house, his day, his word. Oh, do you come up with joy unto that house of the Lord? Oh, we must let that winter over once. Because there is such a morning that is as a morning cloud, and there is such a joy that is as the morning cloud and as the early dew, and that passes away. Then we must let that winter over once. But is there now a people for whom that is a remembrance? What happened to it? What happened to it? Is that now the burden of your heart? That you say, I am afraid. It is gone. It is gone. And I will give her her vineyards from thence, and the valley of Achor for a door of hope. And she shall sing there, as in the days of her youth, and as in the day when she came up out of the land of Egypt. Amen. O Lord of heaven and of earth, give us to know the dealings of thy Spirit, each one of us, because we cannot miss it, on our journey to that great eternity. Oh, draw us, Lord. And thy people, they must say it again every day when they have left the days without number. Oh, put in thy hand at the hole of the door and leave behind a little myrrh, that they may arise once again. Be with us. And the rest of this day, bring us safely to our places over dangerous ways. Give us the opportunity that we may be together again in this afternoon. Help him that will go before us.
forgive all our sins. For Jesus' sake, amen. 444, 2 and 9. O bless the Lord, who all thy needs supplieth, thy soul with good he fully satisfieth, and like the eagles he renews thy youth. 2 and 9 of 444.
Thank you.
Receive the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Blessing.